Radio Prague News. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has said that he is prepared to veto the proposed EU budget for 2014 and 2012 ahead of the EU summit. The Czech power utility ČEZ is launching an international arbitration proceedings against Albania for failing to protect its investment in the country's energy sector. And following protests, Czech theaters will get at least as much money from the state as they did last year. Attending the EU summit in Brussels on Thursday, Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas said that the current proposal for the EU budget for 2014 to 2012 is unacceptable for the Czech Republic, and he's prepared to veto it. The Premier said he wants the budget to be slimmer on the one hand and to be fair to the Czech Republic on the other. The beginning of the meeting over the budget was moved to a later time on Thursday evening in order to give EU leaders a chance to hold bilateral meetings beforehand. The Czech power utility ČEZ is launching international arbitration proceedings against Albania for failing to protect its investments in the country's energy sector. The company is filing for damages to the tune of 5 billion crowns. ČEZ's license to operate Albania's national grid was revoked in January over a long-running dispute with the Albanian energy regulator over tariffs and unpaid bills. Company officials say that decisions made by the Albanian authorities are incompatible with European business standards as well as being in violation of Albanian law. Chairwoman of the Chamber of Deputies, Civic Democrat Miroslava Němcová, has criticized her own party for giving former rebel MPs Marek Schneider and Ivan Fuchsa, as well as former Defense Minister Alexander Vondra, lucrative positions in state-owned companies. In an interview on Thursday with the radio station Impulse, Ms. Němcová said that these were compromises that crossed the line. Mr. Schneider and Mr. Fuchsa were among the Civic Democratic MPs who attempted to block government-proposed tax hikes last year. They eventually quit their lower house seats to allow the package to pass. The Public Affairs Party allegedly had a secret bank account from which it paid out over 41 million crowns, according to a report aired on commercial TV Nova. Journalists were given documents by an unidentified source that showed payments made by the party in 2010 and 2011. Several people, including a member of the party, confirmed the documents' validity. A number of current and former party members further admitted to receiving some payments in cash in those years. Party chairman Radek Jón has denied any knowledge of a hidden account, and the party's de facto leader Vít Bárta said the report was an attempt to tarnish his reputation. After a meeting with the president-elect Miloš Zeman, the head of the Public Affairs Deputies Group in Parliament, Kateřina Klasnová, said that the future president commended her party for filing a constitutional complaint over the church property restitution law. The two also agreed on the need to increase the powers of the Supreme Audit Office. Later, on Thursday afternoon, Mr. Zeman was also due to hold talks with the Communist Party leader Wojciech Filip. A meeting with top 09 leader Karel Schwarzenberg, Mr. Zeman's unsuccessful rival in the presidential election, has been scheduled for Friday. A quarter of all cases of encephalitis reported in Europe in the past 40 years have been from the Czech Republic. The head of the Coalition for Vaccination, Rastislav Maďar, said on Thursday that the Czech Republic is a source country for encephalitis that then has spread to other states. Last year, the Czech Republic had the highest incidence of the disease in the whole of the EU, with over 570 patients infected. Mr. Maďar said that given the relatively warm and damp weather, the country can expect a further increase of encephalitis cases this year. The Ministry of Culture has announced that it will allocate at least the same amount of money to theaters this year as it did last year. Although originally the ministry had planned to give 37 million crowns to support the country's theaters, after protests last year, the total budget was raised to approximately 55 million. This is still only about a third of the amount that was supposed to be distributed to theaters, according to the conception of effective support of culture for 2007 to 2013. And as for the weather, it should be partly cloudy in the upcoming days with possible snow showers. Daytime highs should be between -1 and 2 degrees Celsius. I'm Masha Walensky, and that's all for the news.